We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
507-3030. Or visit them online at federatedinsurance.com. That's 1-888-507-3030. Federated Insurance Personal Lines. It's not business. It's personal.
Do you know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows? At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Lennox Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Lennox at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
This is not an offer to enter into an interest rate lock agreement under Minnesota law. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
The Wolves are on tonight on News Talk 830 WCCO KMNB HD2 Minneapolis St. Paul Radio.com station. This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The House Judiciary Committee could vote this week on the articles of impeachment President Trump could face. Democrats are working on possible drafts over the weekend. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says charges should focus on the strongest evidence.
There is overwhelming evidence that the president sought to coerce Ukraine into interfering in our election, essentially sought to cheat in our next election by getting a foreign government to weigh in. That is a very serious business, and it imperils our national security. It's a gross abuse of his office.
The Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing tomorrow morning. Republicans say they remain united against the impeachment inquiry. North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows.
I don't want to speak for all my colleagues, but based on my conversations with them, I don't see a single Republican defecting. They've looked at the facts. They know where we are on this. I think, if anything, there's more pressure on my Democrat colleagues.
Both spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. The Navy says the three people who were shot to death on a naval base in Pensacola, Florida on Friday were trying to stop the gunman and are being hailed as heroes. The Associated Press reports the suspect, a member of the Royal Saudi Air Force, watched videos of mass shootings at a party with others earlier in the week. 10 Saudi students are being held on the base and several are missing.
I'm Tom Foti. Was the Pensacola mass shooting by a young Saudi Arabian military officer an act of terrorism? Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
No, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts, and we'll move out from there.
President Trump essentially echoing that, adding about the exchange programs that bring foreign military personnel here for training.
We've been doing this with other countries, foreign countries. I guess we're going to have to look into the whole procedure. We'll start that immediately.
So checks on foreign military trainees here will be tightened. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A powerful storm is bringing rain, snow, and winds to Northern California. KPIX-TV reporter Wilson Waker is in Marin County.
The rain strong enough that creeks and streams swelled in rural areas, and on 101, traffic slowed to about 30 or 40 miles an hour. Visibility was occasionally terrible, and then there was the wind. In San Anselmo, it rained hard enough that rain pooled up on roadways, and in Tiburon,
I heard a tree crash and power went down, and it was definitely significant, quite the boom.
Wind gusts over 40 miles per hour were reported at San Francisco's airport, canceling at least 50 flights and delaying hundreds. This is CBS News.
Did you know you can listen to CBS News Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on radio.com or the radio.com app?
from the downtown Minneapolis studios of News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is Minnesota's most trusted station for news.
It's 11:03. I'm Al Schock. Authorities say a 12-year-old boy was killed in a snowmobile accident in southern Minnesota. The crash happened yesterday in the town of Nicolet's, and the victim is not identified. There's no timetable for the investigation into the helicopter crash that killed three Minnesota National Guard soldiers last week. All flags in Minnesota remain at half-staff in their memory. We're less than an hour away from kickoff between the Vikings and Lions at U.S. Bank Stadium.
We need this one, and it's going to be really important that the last quarter of the season, now that we're three quarters of the way through, that we finish really strong.
The WCCO Weather Center has increasing clouds today with a high around 30. Slight chance of snow tonight with an overnight low of 23. Getting colder tomorrow, more snow with a high of 15. Up to 4 inches of snow predicted for tomorrow in the Twin Cities. Right now, 34 degrees. I'm Al Schock. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is Mike Max, and I'm with Dr. Pete Lallier from Hopkins Health and Wellness Centers in Woodbury and Hopkins. Your clinics developed the breakthrough treatment for back pain called the DMR method. Now, how did that happen?
Well, 12 years ago, a group of experienced physical therapists, medical spine specialists, and chiropractors put their heads together to create a new way to treat back pain.
I know that medical doctors and chiropractors have not always seen eye to eye. How did you get past that?
Actually, by learning from each other and using research to prove that when it comes to back pain relief, we're better, faster, and more cost-effective when we work together. That's why we're now endorsed by top spine surgeons in Minnesota.
If you have back pain, go to the clinics that develop the DMR method. It's covered by most insurance and HSA programs. For a free consultation, call 952-933-5085. That's 952-933-5085. Or go to HopkinsWellness.com. That's HopkinsWellness.com.
It all starts with just one thing. Make recycling part of your holiday season. If you're giving or receiving a tablet or cell phone this year, recycle your old one through buyback programs or e-waste programs. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Do you know what the University of Minnesota does for you? From farms to breweries, orchards to markets, we're cultivating a new crop of businesses. From rivers to lakes, Minnetonka to Superior, we're protecting our most precious resource. And from hooves to hands and paws to beaks, we're making health advances for all Minnesotans. Discover what the U of M does for you at discover.umn.edu. University of Minnesota, driven to discover.
Have you tried Tackle? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Go to Tackle.com, choose the chore you need to be completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk are just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list with Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. Go to Tackle.com or download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle provider sign-up is free in your area. Just visit Tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss, choose your own schedule, pick only the jobs you're willing to do, and most importantly, make money doing what you enjoy. Join the thousands of people across America who are helping people tackle their chores. Visit Tackle.com and sign up to be a Tackle provider today. That's Tackle.com, T-A-K-L.com.
We are back, and Mark Coyle, the athletic director of the University of Minnesota, has just gotten off an airplane. He's been in Indianapolis where he saw the championship game last night. Mark, obviously we're getting into a discussion of that game last night. Is there more Gopher talk, I'm just guessing, than maybe in the past years with all the high-profile things happening with the program?
Yeah, there's no doubt, Dave. Good morning. I just landed back here from Indianapolis, and I can tell you, I go down to Indianapolis for Big Ten athletic director meetings, and how many people came up to me congratulating me on a great season for our football program and Coach Fleck, and a lot of people screaming "Row the boat" when you walk around with the Minnesota sweatshirt on. So it was nice to see Coach Fleck and our team get some well-deserved recognition for a great year.
Why was Wisconsin better than they were against Minnesota?
Why was Wisconsin better against us when we played them? Sid, as you know, that's a huge rivalry game for us, and we were able last year to go into Madison and get that one there, and then they came here this year and got the axe back. But obviously, have a lot of respect for Wisconsin, as you know, and was actually with Coach Alvarez on Friday for a bit and had a chance to talk to him. And a lot of respect for those guys, but there's no doubt we want to continue to build this thing the right way and feel very confident in what Coach Fleck and our student-athletes are doing to help us long-term to develop this program the right way.
Mark, what's it like when you have that meeting? What's first and foremost on the minds of athletic directors in the Big Ten?
Well, this meeting, we spent a lot of time, obviously, Maxie, with all the bowl stuff going on and trying to figure out, the final CFP rankings, I think, are coming out right now.
Yeah.
And so, those New Year's Six bowls, will the Big Ten have three teams that move up in those New Year's Six games with Ohio State getting to the playoff, what that will impact the other programs that are bowl eligible. And then a lot of it's just kind of reviewing the season and Mike, it's awesome when, Coach Alvarez and some of those people talk to you about what a great team we have, what a good season we had, and how much we had to build upon. So a lot of it was the bowl conversations.
Mark, obviously you get a little bit of heads up. So just among us, we promise not to tell anybody else, where are we going?
Yeah, just among us. Well, obviously, the Big Ten has strong, strong bowl partnerships. And it really does depend on those CFP rankings. And what I mean by that is if obviously Ohio State's going to be 1-4, so they're going to go to the playoff. And then you have to see where Wisconsin and Penn State are ranked. We anticipate that both of those teams will go to New Year's Six games, whether it be the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, or the Cotton Bowl. And they'll go into those bowl games. And then the Big Ten, because of our bowl contracts, they start to fill the other slots based on those rankings. So I think, we have a chance. You hear a lot of talk about the Outback Bowl. You hear some talk about the Citrus Bowl, and you hear some talk about the Gator Bowl. So I anticipate that we'll be in Florida, hopefully at one of those bowl games against a great opponent.
So Iowa and you are what you're really looking for, right? One goes one place, one goes the other.
Yeah, it varies, Mike, in terms of where you played previously, and the Big Ten tries to have you go to different locations, and tries to make sure you don't have repeat spots. And so, Iowa's been in Florida before, so it does kind of come down where Iowa might go, where we might go. But again, those CFP rankings play a big part of it.
Two questions. You think those two sellouts at the end of the season are going to set a stage? And number two, how's that Cub thing going for selling tickets?
Selling tickets, so we had a lot of success selling football tickets this year, and we're so, so grateful for our fan support. I've gotten more comments from people who talk about, our last two home football games that sold out. And Dave and Mike, we talked about this last week, the Wisconsin game. That's where we had predominantly Gopher fans in the stadium, which was awesome. So I think there's a lot of energy and excitement. Our ticket renewals are already going for next season. So a lot of excitement and optimism for that. And again, we're trending in the right direction, which is important as we continue to build this program.
We've already had text messages. We're just telling people they want to know about bowl travel. And we said, hey, the Urbans had a news release this morning. All their details will be online. The Alumni Association, athletics, everybody's ready to go. You've done all the work. It's just a push button. So people, you will not have trouble finding bowl packages once those announced. The planes are on hold. They just are waiting for the official announcement. Do you have any indication? It's a couple hour show here. They're still talking about where the top four are going to go. But at some point, I'd guess in the next hour, we're going to know about the Gophers.
Yeah, Dave, I've always been kind of told you usually find out just after 2:00, 2:30 range is when you start to get a better feel where you're going to go as the bowls start to make their selections. And I would just encourage fans, go to gophersports.com. We have, Dave, you're exactly right. You've done this 100 times. We've got a website already built. So once we know what bowl game we're going to, go to gophersports.com. We'll have a bowl central area on that website that will be clearly marked, and it will help you. Obviously, we want our fans to buy tickets through Gopher Athletics. We want them to buy their travel packages with our travel partners, and we will do everything we can to get you all down to the game and take care of you in a first-class manner. So go to gophersports.com once it's announced, and you'll find all your information tied to your Gopher score points and all those type of things.
What are you going to do to keep up the interest in the Gopher football?
Well, Sid, as
win the bowl game.
there's a couple things. Sid, first off, one of the reasons why we hired Coach Fleck is that he brought a sense of urgency to our program. And there's no doubt we need to continue to have that sense of urgency. I firmly believe when you operate with urgency, you're always, got your foot on the gas pedal. You're trying to continue to be aggressive and build this thing the right way. And Coach Fleck and our assistant coaches have been on the road nonstop recruiting since our season's finale. So they're doing hard on that. And then obviously the bowl game, it's a reward for our student athletes. It's a reward for our fans and our program. And I know Coach Fleck and his staff will do everything they can to get our team ready for a good quality opponent. And you all saw what happened last year. We went over to Detroit, won that quick lane bowl against Georgia Tech. Gave us a lot of excitement, a lot of momentum. And our goal is to make sure we finish the season strong and play well in the bowl game, continue to work hard on recruiting, because as you both know, or all three of you know, recruiting is the backbone of your program. You got to be able to get the right kids that can compete academically, athletically, and socially on our campus. And that's what PJ and his staff are working hard at right now.
Mark, the transfer portal has become, part of the vernacular now when you start talking about how college programs are built. There was always, and I don't know if this still holds true, but you're coming off the AD meeting, a kid goes within the Big Ten. Is it still true that the Big Ten will accept someone to transfer, but they won't give them a scholarship if they go within the conference?
Yeah, well, what they have to do, Mike, is, and that's a great question, they have to establish a year of residency, so they have to sit out 1 year. So if you transfer within the conference, you have to sit out a year. If you transfer out of conference, you're supposed to sit a year. But as you know, student athletes will file waivers. That's why, for example, you see the quarterback at Oklahoma, the quarterback at Ohio State, the quarterback at some of these other programs who transferred right away and started to play. But if you transfer within the conference, you have to sit out a year. And those transfers, and Mike, we've talked about this before, the NCAA, not only the Big Ten, but the NCAA, the Autonomy Five Conference, are having lots of conversations about the transfer portal and how that works and what's in the best interest of the student athletes.
Mark, my last question. For years, the Gophers have been saddled with a reputation of a school that does not travel well to bowl games. My recollection, the last time in Florida against Missouri, there were substantially more Minnesota fans in the audience, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that is I think it might have been true at one time, but I'm just not sure that is true anymore. And then if you're talking a Florida location, we've got so many snowbirds and so many retirees in addition to the people who go down there. I would think the Minnesota would show up very well in any of those Florida locations.
Yeah, Dave, you're exactly right. And I can tell you in my conversations, for the past two, three weeks, I've been talking to the directors of the bowls, the Florida Bowls and in the other bowl games. And we talk about, we had such a strong showing at the Citrus Bowl a few years ago when we were down there. A lot of people went to that game. When we went out to the Holiday Bowl, we traveled well. When we were in Detroit last year, we traveled well. So I would agree with you, Dave, that people understand that the Gophers will travel. It's so very important. And we really encourage our fans, as we just talked about a few minutes ago, once we know our bowl destination, please go to gophersports.com and purchase your bowl tickets through us. You'll be in the Gopher allotment. We'll have travel packages, air packages. We'll have hotels. We'll have everything taken care of for you. But there's no doubt we just need to continue to sell tickets and continue to build our brand that we do travel well, because that's a big, big part of the selection process. There's no doubt about that.
Mark Coyle, always a pleasure to have you on the air. Thank you very much for being with us, and good luck to the Gophers.
Hey, Sid, we really appreciate that. And real quick, how about a shout-out to Hugh McCutcheon, that volleyball program, and an unbelievable win last night. Really excited for them. And they head down to Austin Regional to take on Florida this weekend. So very proud of our Gopher volleyball team. You guys have a great day, and go Gophers.
Thanks, Mark. We had Hugh on an hour ago. He was terrific. So appreciate that very much. Also to our listeners, stay tuned to this station all afternoon. As soon as it breaks where the Gophers are going, you'll get the news here right away. You're listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike.
The Sports Huddle.
During the holiday season, more than ever, we take time to give thanks for all the people that we work with during the year. Mike Max here for Fahey Sales. If you or your organization is one of the buyers or sellers of the 35,000 items Fahey's sold during the past year, Jim and Linda Fahey and their staff would like to say thank you for the trust you place in their services. If you have yet to discover the Fahey team and what they can do for you, now is the right time to make that change. The folks at Fahey Sales have been helping people buy and sell real estate, vehicles, and equipment for 72 years. From preparation, marketing, live and online auctions to fleet services, business liquidations, and real estate brokerage, with Edina Realty, Fahey Sales will get it done for you professionally, effectively, and confidentially. You got to see it to believe it and understand it. Contact them at FaheySales.com. That's FaheySales.com, turning your assets to cash in a very global market.
This Christmas will be different for you. You're not waiting until the last minute to buy her gift. You know what she wants. It's diamonds. But you really don't feel comfortable shopping for diamonds. And thinking about it adds stress and needless worry to your already busy weekend. Well, you're the kind of guy who gets things done, so do this. Go to Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington. You'll park right at the door, and there are no mall crowds to hassle with. Wixen's professional staff will take excellent care of you. Their experts are highly trained, not to sell, because they're not paid on commission, but to help. So you'll get an amazing experience and find exactly what you want. They'll take the time to educate and enlighten you. They'll give you the attention you deserve with an incredible collection of large diamonds, rare gemstones, and only the finest Swiss watches. The expert staff at Wixen Jewelers will help you find a truly special gift. Visit Wicks and Jewelers today and let them treat you to a shopping experience that is just what you've been looking for. Relaxed, stress-free, and fun. Wicks and Jewelers just off 35W in Bloomington. Open today from noon to 5.
Celebrate the season with the hilariously heartwarming Home for the Holidays, featuring Minnesota's favorite storyteller, Kevin Kling. Led by Sarah Hicks, the Minnesota Orchestra, Kling, and special local guest performers illuminate the joy of the season through music. This merry mix of storytelling, carols, and comedy speaks to the meaning of family, Christmas, and home with a uniquely Minnesotan twist. December 14th through 19th at Orchestra Hall. Tickets and information at minnesotaorchestra.org.
Do you suffer with pain, numbness, and tingling in the hands or feet, often diagnosed as peripheral neuropathy? Are you taking drugs such as Lyrica, Neurontin, or Gabapentin that never seems to fix your problem? Your doctor may have told you to just live with the pain. There's now hope for those suffering with peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy is a result of damage to the nerves, often causing weakness, pain, numbness, tingling, and the most debilitating balance problems. This damage is commonly caused by a lack of blood flow to the nerves, which causes them to begin to die off. There's a new treatment method now available at Woodbury and Plymouth Neuropathy Care to provide relief from neuropathy as long as you haven't sustained at least 85% nerve damage. For the next 25 callers, Dr. Adam Shotsko, DC, is offering a no-cost, no-obligation consultation to determine if you're a candidate for this breakthrough neuropathy treatment. Call 651-321-2870 to schedule an appointment. That's 651-321-2870 or online at feetmn.com.
Those sounds can be overwhelming. Digital is everywhere. You know your business needs to be where the eyes are, but who do you trust? Entercom has the solution. Working with the digital team at Entercom, you'll always know where your budget is going and see results in real time. Being a Google Premier partner enables Entercom to maximize your campaigns. Plus, with a full digital product suite and exclusive access to our radio.com platform, your business will have a captive audience. You're going to like that. And your return. That's a sale for you. Go to Entercom.com.
I'm on my feet a lot this time of year, running, working out, going to a ton of games, hunting, and I don't want to let my hip pain get in the way. I tried the GoodFeet Arch Support System for just that reason, and my pain went away. It works because the GoodFeet Arch Support System is designed to put the foot in the ideal position to align the foot and the body. Now I don't have pain in my hip and knees anymore. If you're on your feet a lot, and if even sitting for a long period of time in the bleachers is taking a toll, it's time to talk to the people at the GoodFeet store. You can use the GoodFeet Arch Support System in all your shoes, dress shoes, hunting boots, work boots, tennis shoes, and more. Experience it for yourself and feel the difference the GoodFeet store can make for you. GoodFeet, with locations in Bloomington, Maple Grove, and Maplewood. Call or stop in for a fitting. It only takes 40 minutes and you can walk out pain-free. When you're ready for the best, call the GoodFeet store at 1-855-554-3338. That's 855-554-3338.
We're the first to get to your calls after the Vikings game on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Not only that, but Henry's on halftime as well, taking your call. Get your reaction to the Vikings and Detroit Lions. I think the Vikings are like 79-39 or something like that. It's not even close to being a rivalry game. And they should win going away today. Adam Thielen officially inactive for this one. No big surprise there. Save him for next week down in Los Angeles against the Chargers, I would think, at minimum. The Vikings are heavy favorites in part because they're coming off a tough loss, and people figure that Mike Zimmer can get this team to rebound against a team that's really inadequate right now in Detroit. So you don't worry so much about the fact that Matthew Stafford's not playing. You worry more about how you're playing. That's what I talked to Harrison Smith about this week.
Here's what he was asking about. You know, when you face a new quarterback like this, and not that, you know, Stafford's obviously a great quarterback, but when it's a new quarterback, how is that different for you?
It depends on
if they're going to use him different or not. You know, for the most part, their system's their system. Blau had a good game, you know, against Chicago. So he's a very capable guy, athletic, can make the throws.
Anthony was just talking about getting off on third down. Was that a big key that you saw, or was that when you looked at the tape that said this is number one thing to shore up kind of thing?
Yeah. It's kind of bigger than that, though. You want to get them in a little third and longer than, you know, we had a lot of third and shorts against Seattle. So that means we're not doing as well as we need to on first and second down, stopping the run, stuff like that.
So is it just consistency to an extent? Because defense has played really well this year, and you've had a couple of bad halves.
Yeah, and that loses ball game. So, like I said, you always got to start with stopping the run. That normally sets you up for success on the third downs. Then you got to get off the field.
U.S. Bank Stadium has been good to you guys this year. How difficult is that, you think, for opposing teams to come in there?
Our fans are loud. It's one of the loudest stadiums I've played in. And, it does make a difference. It makes it harder to communicate for the offensive guys and maybe cost them a timeout here or there. So, it's definitely an advantage, and we appreciate it.
Harrison Smith, Minnesota Vikings safety. Now, one of the interview that we tried to bring you earlier, and this is the first time this year that they've had a chance to sit down and really visit and talk about the season and the ups and downs of, was Sid Hartman and Laquon Treadwell. And we get this request often. Can you get those two together more often? We only do it once a year because we want to make it special. Special for those two for sure, but special for you as well. Here now, Sid Hartman and Laquon Treadwell.
Mr. Treadwell, let's talk about your 201 Sid. It's been kind of screwed up a little bit. You left the club, you're back, you're a star now. What's going on?
I wouldn't say I'm a star. Just trying to do my job at a high level, continue to compete, every play in practice, in the game, and just be the better version of myself every day. Just continue to try to do better for myself, this organization, my family, and just not making it about me, going hard for others around me and trying to be the best teammate I can be.
At one time, did you think your career was over here?
Here, no. Not in NFL either. I never wanted to put that in my mind. I never wanted to have that thought of my career being done, although it got off to a rough start, I'm a hard worker. I've been through adversity before. And I just stay dedicated. I'm going to continue to stay dedicated to the craft, to the game, continue to learn more, continue to try to be a sponge in the building, try to learn as much as I can on and off the field and be a better person.
What was your reaction when Zimmer called you to bring you back?
I was thrilled. I was excited, full of emotions, but it was a great feeling. I always wanted to stay here and, kind of stay with one team in my career, and just having that chance to come back here and rewrite the story, and try to build on the positives and not the negatives. I was just ready, really, really excited to get back and help this team win.
You feel you're here to stay now?
I don't know if that's guaranteed, but I'm gonna continue to do everything I can to make that possible, and and just see where it goes from there.
There you go. Sid Hartman, Laquon Treadwell. We can't guarantee we'll ever get them together again this season. Like I said, we try to do it just once a year to keep it special. Garrett Bradbury's had an interesting year for the Minnesota Vikings, the first-round draft pick, the center. And he's shown some signs lately. And part of that comes in the form of some encouragement he got from his starting quarterback. I had a chance to visit with him about it.
Well, as you start the big picture, the last year is a whirlwind for anybody that comes into this league, particularly as a first-round pick. What's it been like as you look back from the time the college season ends to today and all that you've seen?
It's been a blast, honestly. I'm having a lot of fun. Definitely want to keep winning games, but I'm just taking it one day at a time.
And the learning curve is what? You get into the pros, and what is it, just a bunch of stuff coming at you all at once? What happened?
There's an adjustment, but at the end of the day, it's still football. So I'm just trying to learn everything, taking it day by day, and lean on the guys. They've been doing this for a while.
Kirk Cousins talked about, he sent you a text, and he said, because what happens in this league that he learned when he was a rookie is everybody's telling you how you got to improve and what you got to do, and you forget to tell people when they're doing a really good job. What did that text mean to you to get one from him just saying, hey, you're doing everything right, you just keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, Kirk's leader of the offense, leader of the team, so
it was just an awesome move on his part to understand how much influence he can have, because that was awesome to get that text. And just kind of in the craziness of the season, you're just focused on the next thing, improve, like you said. But that was awesome to see.
Yeah, and he said it happened to him when he was a rookie, so he had great appreciation for it. But that's the kind of thing that gets passed down, because you don't know down the road where you might be able to do that same thing for somebody else.
Yeah, and that's just experience. I mean, Kirk's year 8 right now, so he's been on a lot of football teams, and he understands what certain guys can need, and so that was awesome.
Obviously, this year the team made a commitment to run the football. Is that fun? I mean, is that what every lineman dreams of, is that we're going to run the football and line it up and play? Is that the preferred offense for just about any offensive lineman?
I mean, whatever Coach Stefanski calls, that's what we were going to execute. So run the ball and protect the quarterback. That's our job up front. So, like I said, whatever the task at hand is.
What's been your impressions of U.S. Bank Stadium?
It's unreal. Got the best fans in the NFL. Whether we're at U.S. Bank or we're in Away Stadium, it still feels like a home game. So it's been awesome.
Pretty amazing the way they travel, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. So it's been awesome. Getting skull chants like in Kansas City, in Dallas.
The Giants coming off the field, yeah?
Yeah, so it's awesome.
Garrett Bradbury, center, Minnesota Vikings. Pete Najarian is going to join us in a few minutes, and we'll talk some Vikings football for sure, but as well as the Gophers. The Final Four is now in terms of the bowl playoff system, and it reads like this. I guess no big surprises here. Number 4, Oklahoma at 12-1. That's the only loss of the 4 teams in the Final Four. Number 3, Clemson, 13-0. Number 2, Ohio State, 13-0. Number 1, LSU, 13-0 after a big win yesterday. And so you will have Ohio State playing Clemson in one semifinal, and LSU obviously against Oklahoma in the other. So that sets the stage for the rest of the bowl pairings. And I guess I don't know if they did it as a show or what, but as the afternoon wears on, at some point in time, we'll find out where the Gopher football team is going. We'll ask Pete Najarian if he'd like to see them match up against Alabama. All that and much more. Sports Huddle. Sid and Dave are in the buffet line at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm riding solo the rest of the way.
If your home smells like rotten eggs during the winter months, it could be dangerous, toxic methane gas from a sewer vent. The Sewer Skewer is your permanent solution that requires a one-time purchase and simple drop-in installation. It's your insurance policy for protection all winter long. The Sewer Skewer is for farms, homes, or any other residential properties. It's great for septic systems. To see our many retail locations or purchase online, visit sewerskewer.com.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
Green gemstone earrings, because her eyes still captivate you.
A gold bar necklace, engraved with the coordinates of where you met, because it was love at first sight.
A ring with a sparkling white sapphire, to symbolize your promise.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. Each of these great gifts is under $300. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts. Like our stunning London blue topaz pendant with white sapphire accents for $185. It's a great value for a sophisticated look, and the matching earrings are $215. Put one gift under the tree and one in her stocking. Come in and unwrap the magic of jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 till 8 and online at shaneco.com.
Experience the magic of a Victorian Christmas now through December 29th at the beautiful Alexander Ramsay House in St. Paul. This 90-minute tour will surround you with the sights, sounds, and aromas of Christmas 1875. Taste cookies fresh from the wood-burning stove, hear holiday music on the piano, and admire original Ramsay family ornaments on the tree. Hurry, tickets for this popular tour are selling fast. Buy now at mnhs.org/holidays.
Weather forecast looks like this.
Here's the latest from the News Talk 830
WCCO. Winds in the west 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, chance of snow before 2 a.m. Then a chance of snow and freezing drizzle between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. Snow after 3 a.m. Low around 23 degrees. Monday, snow mainly before 3 p.m. So pay attention here, because Mike Lynch will have it up to date, and we'll let you know how the traffic, how that affects your traffic and your commute. Monday night, mostly cloudy, low around -2. Here we go, folks. Tuesday, partly sunny and cold, a high near 4 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear. a low around 14 below, everybody. That bowl game looking better and better, isn't it? Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold, high near 2 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy. We get up to 21. We start trending back in this direction. Then Friday, 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 31 degrees. We're getting a little bit better by the end of the week. We're just going to have to endure in the middle of the week. And that's just the way it is. Currently, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees.
Here at the Original Mattress Factory, we want to know, is it better to give or to receive? This holiday season, one local winner won't have to choose. In the spirit of the season, we will be giving away a queen-size orthopedic luxury firm mattress set to a local winner and providing another set to be donated to a nearby charity. Visit any Original Mattress Factory location by December 18th to enter and for all official rules. No purchase is necessary to win, but eligibility restrictions do apply. We wish you and your family a holiday season that's filled with cheer and goodwill.
If your house needs new windows, have Lindus Construction install beautiful Season Guard replacement windows. Season Guard lets you explore a variety of window styles and colors, and right now, get free installation labor. For a free estimate, just visit lindusconstruction.com.
Always fun to have Pete Najeri and I talk football across the board. Pete, good morning.
Buddy.
Pete, so they just announced the final four. It was as expected for the football playoff. 3-13-0 teams with LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, and then Oklahoma in there. Do you like this? You'd have to say these are clearly the best four teams probably going into the tournament. Do you like the way they've set up the playoff system since they implemented it?
You know, I really do, Maxie. I think that there's almost absolutely removing any arguments about who is the very best. Obviously, there's been times where we've had somebody like a Central Florida who likes to make the argument that they maybe should have been included in it a few years ago when they were undefeated. But the reality is, I think you're getting the best teams into the Final Four. The championship games kind of really start to separate things out because you get to see what Oklahoma is really all about. And that game against Baylor, and you look at that Oklahoma game against Baylor, they beat them twice this year. Mm-hmm. So Baylor's out. That puts Oklahoma up in there. And it seems to me like the best four deserving teams are there. I did question that a little while last night when I was watching Ohio State, Wisconsin, but I guess in the second half, things definitely changed everybody's mind, I think, in the second half.
What's your impression of Wisconsin, watching them last week and this week, and, of course, Jonathan Taylor now out, et cetera, in terms of their program and where they're at? Because about the time you think they might be vulnerable, they came back and took a pretty good swing at the Gophers last week.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, I just like just about everything about Wisconsin. I like the way they're coached. I like the attitude of the team itself. And, you know, it's not a bunch of five-star recruits. They just go out and they recruit guys that seem to be Wisconsin-type players. And I'm impressed every single year. I know they had a down year, I guess, last year. But it seems like every single year. And Paul Chryst, what a great coach he is. I think we were out-coached, I think, a couple of weeks ago when the Gophers were up against Wisconsin because they really came at us with a lot of different things that we probably should have expected, but we weren't ready for with all the blitzing on defense and all those kinds of plays. And a lot of on offense, they were the screens, the misdirections, the reverses, you know, even on the kickoff, I think, when they did that little flip around and did a reverse on a kickoff that got the ball out all the way into Gopher territory. I think there was a lot of things going on where there's a lot of talent there, but I don't think they matched us with talent. I think that they matched us with, hey, if you're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I think that really was the difference maker when we matched up against Wisconsin. But Wisconsin sure looked good in that first half, didn't they, Maxie, against Ohio State? I mean, they were bringing it to them.
Yeah, and doing it without thinking, you know, again, they kind of reminded us that except for that Illinois game, and of course they got beat by Ohio State during the year, they're back, and there's, you know, that's the one thing, Pete, and you understand this as well as anybody, is as well as the Gophers did this year, and you're going to build a lot of momentum off of that, there is zero guarantees year to year. As Northwestern can talk about, the Big Ten West champs last year won one game in the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, and I think we're going to all have to keep an eye on schools like not just Iowa, but I'd take a look at Nebraska, too. I know that they didn't have a great year, but I still think that's one of those teams where if you look at really where Scott Frost came in after coaching a team that was undefeated, he kind of put himself in a spot where they didn't have the recruiting class they might have in year one. So in year two, I think he got a good recruiting class. So we'll see if he does again now. This is going to be year three. we'll see how that plays out, but that's going to be a competitor for us as well. I think the interesting thing right now, Maxie, is when I look at the talent levels of everybody in the Big Ten, it seems like it's Ohio State and then everybody else.
Yeah.
Because when they turned it around in that second half, they literally put it on the back, I think, of Justin Fields, J.K. Dobbins. They're undefeated once again. I mean, this is just a team where you look at them and you say, okay, well, who's probably got the best D-line in the Big Ten? Well, I'd say Ohio State. Maybe the best linebackers, probably Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the secondary. You start going through just about every different grouping of positions. And, you know, I know that we've got great wide receivers, and I would take our two wide receivers. But when you watch Ohio State and you see their receivers, you start to say, you know what? They're pretty daggone good, too. So just about every position that you can name, they have about as good as any, not just in the Big Ten, but probably in the entire country.
Yeah, it's just who they want to feature that day based on scouting report. Why is it so hard in college football? I don't want to say to build a good defense, because defense is a relative term, but everybody scores points. Everybody moves the ball. Is that because of the rules? Is that because the systems are so different week to week? What is it about college football that makes it, you know, it's an offensive game?
Yeah, I would have to say that there's been enough rule changes over the last 10, 15, even going back 20 years, Maxie, in terms of what the offense can do versus what the defense can do, that they're trying to do just like the NFL. They want to see some scoring, and because of that, it's where your hands are placed and the penalties that are going to be called for this, that, and the other, and the advantage definitely goes to the offensive side of the football. But I also have to give a lot of credit to some of the schemes that go on and all of that, and quite honestly, I think we're seeing more and more talent on the offensive side of the football. These offensive linemen, you know, they used to all be 325 pounds and they had a pretty good belly on them,
yep,
and all the rest of that.
Yep.
Now these guys are fit. These guys look like the old defensive linemen used to look, where they're really in shape. And I think that that has kind of sort of given an advantage back over to the offense, that these guys now are athletes. And it doesn't matter what position you're looking at, you're seeing very athletic people. Our Gopher offensive line, as big as they are, they're very, very athletic, and they can move around pretty well, and they can pull if we have to, even though we mostly zone block. But, you know, it's amazing the talent level, I think, that sits on the offensive side of the ball. So when you do see those good defenses, like Wisconsin did in the first half of that game last night, it's impressive to watch, and that's a numbers game. That's saying, you know, we know you're going to throw the football, so if you're going to throw the football, we're going to send six, and you've only got five to protect,
mm-hmm,
so you're going to have to get rid of that ball awfully quick. And it worked in the first half, but the second half last night was a great example of adjustments that are made by a really good quality coaching staff at Ohio State. They made all the adjustments that they needed to get the ball out very fast and actually make Wisconsin get a little bit more tired. They had a few injuries too. A couple linebackers went down late in the first half, but that certainly hurt. And then on top of that, just sort of a quick offense where they're getting rid of the ball and Justin Fields is getting the ball to all his big playmakers. And J.K. Dobbins, that kid, you know, it's not a name that everybody knows. It's not that household name. And yet this guy's broken just about every record rushing-wise in Ohio State history. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and when you watch him against Michigan, you go, okay, if they want to, they could make this guy a Heisman candidate. It's just they just want to be more diversified than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if you look on that defensive side of the ball as well, and everybody, you know, focuses on the one defensive end, but across that entire defensive line, they're all big, strong, talented, athletic guys. And that's why I think Ohio State has a legitimate shot against all these SEC and the ACC teams, you know, the Clemsons and all the rest of this. I think that gives them a very good opportunity, because it's not just a big, slow, Big Ten football team. These guys are athletes in every single position at Ohio State right now.
The Gophers, obviously we're going to find out where they go and who they play. In Pete Najarian's mind, who would you most like to see them play in a bowl game?
Well, I think if you want to impress the country, it would be great to be matched up against somebody, and I know names have been thrown out there, like an Auburn or something like that, and I think that's very fair. If we go to a bowl game, Maxie, that puts us up against one of these really highly thought of SEC teams, and we do well, I think that would be something that could be a monstrous recruiting tool for us. And so that's what I'd like to see happen. I don't know if that will happen. And if it does happen, we still got to stand up with them and go toe to toe. We can't allow them to run us off the field either. So if we get matched up against the right, you know, high quality team out there, I think that's going to make us look good if we come to play, and we will. I'm confident the PJ will have the guys ready to play, but I'll tell you what, there's a huge difference between playing an Auburn or some of the other schools that are being kicked around, yeah, versus, you know, Northwestern and, you know, all the rest of the school, you know, Purdue and Indiana and all. These teams are a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, better coached, and I think that would make us look pretty daggone good if we got matched up against somebody like that.
You know, like Alabama gets mentioned in Auburn both, you know, and then 48-45 their last game. When you see something like that, does that tell you that if the Gophers play them, they should be able to score points because they could control the line of scrimmage, or does that just tell you that's just Auburn against Alabama?
Well, I think it says something about both those two offenses and how much talent that both of them have at those schools. It's just amazing. But that being said, it also says there's a little bit of a vulnerable ability, I think, of what we're seeing in terms of the defenses as well. So can the Gophers put up 25, 35 points against one of these SEC schools? Absolutely, I think we could. Because as good as those defenses are, I think our offense is an offense that can compete at that high level. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, that's where I'd be a little bit more concerned, because do we line up very well against some of these offenses? And my inclination is we're going to struggle because those offenses are so explosive. But I do think that our offense is good enough to go toe-to-toe. It's just a matter of where do we line up defensively, and can we slow down in Auburn or in Alabama or Georgia or wherever we end up playing?
The Vikings are playing the Detroit Lions today. You hate to call it a foregone conclusion, but if you lose this one, you'd really you'd be in a bad state, because there's no reason to lose it. That being said, as you look at the finish here, the final four games for the Vikings, it kind of interesting because you end with Green Bay and Chicago, but you get them both at home. Are you liking the momentum, or do you think that they can create quite a momentum going into playoffs?
I think so, Maxie. I think actually if you come away from, well, we played Detroit earlier and it was a shootout, but Matthew Stafford's gone and it gives us an opportunity. We also, we were missing Dalvin Cook this past week, you know, for a chunk of the game against Seattle. That hurts us a lot, because let's be honest, Dalvin Cook is as good a running back, if not the most versatile running back in the entire NFL right now. Catching the football, blocking, carrying the football. I really think the world of what he's able to do. But at the same time, we've got to figure out something on defense, because our defense collapsed on us against Seattle. They really were getting gashed in the running game. And the one concern I have going up against Detroit is they've got a very solid offensive line. I understand the fact that the quarterback situation, I mean, we're down to the third guy now, but the quarterback situation there is a little bit different, but they've got some backs. And they, matter of fact, speaking of Alabama, they've got a pretty big guy who'd like to run the ball on a Scarborough that might make it pretty interesting, because he kind of reminds you a little bit of the two running backs last week that kind of ran up and down the field on us, and Carson and Kenny. So that's a little bit concerning, but you know what? Everybody's in the NFL for a reason, and there's great ball players everywhere. But I will say this, Galladay on the outside, he's a scary receiver. He's as good as any receiver. When you're watching in the NFL, it's not a name everybody knows, but he's 6'4", about 215 or 220 pounds on the outside. I think he's got almost 10 touchdowns, maybe 9 touchdowns. He's a guy that we're going to have to find out if our cornerbacks can start to slow down some of these receivers on the outside.
Yeah, and that's important long-term. Not just, you could probably get by and win a game, but you got to figure that out in general, right? Because that ain't going away.
No. And you know, I know everybody's been on our corners, you know, for a variety of different reasons, and some of the decisions that I know that one of the guys had to apologize about, and that's going to happen. But I think the reality is that that's been a little bit of a weak spot for us this year, has been on the outside. And then all of a sudden, the fact that we allowed so much on the running game this past week against Seattle, that is concerning. So we're going to have to shore up a few things if we expect to get anywhere into the playoff picture. It is going to be some very, very good football teams, obviously, at the very end. But we've got to get through the guys in front of us now, and it's basically the NFC North.
Pete, one economy question before we let you go. The unemployment came out all-time low, all those things. What does that tell you about 2020? Anything?
Well, it gives you something, Maxie. There's no doubt about it. I think the momentum, we talked about momentum in sports. I think on the same thing with the financial side, there's a great momentum going on right now in terms of the U.S. economy, and a lot of these various numbers in that unemployment report was really, really impressive, and the wages and everything, you know, it was a strong number. It's why the market reacted as well as it did. So up 300 plus, can we build on that? We absolutely can, but you got to remember, we've still got the trade war in front of us, the tariffs in front of us. December 15th is a big day. We all should be at least a little bit observing of what's going on that day to find out how are these trade wars, how are the tensions there, and are we going to get past this, and are we going to be able to at least get a phase one and then move forward? We start doing some of that, I think we're going to see an economy that continues to run to the upside, and we might even see the rest of the world start to improve as well.
Pete, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it and all of the above, and hopefully we can talk again real soon.
Absolutely, Maxie. I look forward to it. Take care, man.
You're the best. Pete Najarian, nice enough to join us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Adam Thielen out, but that's okay. Dalvin Cook is in, and I'd rather see him save Thielen if they can right now, because I think they can get away and win this one. When we come back, one more very interesting Viking interview. Stay with us on the Sports Huddle.
The Sports Huddle.
Did you know 1 in 6 American adults has hearing loss? But 80% of them will do nothing about it. They should, because untreated hearing loss is linked to serious problems like diabetes, dementia, and hypertension. The good news? Hearing loss is easily treated with hearing aids, and today's hearing aids are small and packed with technology. You can even control them using your smartphone. To learn more, visit Starkey.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Dave Lee here, and trust is the foundation of a great relationship. Wixon Jewelers has built their business on this simple yet powerful truth. That's why the professionals at Wixon Jewelers are highly trained, not to sell because they're not paid on commission, but to help. So you'll get amazing experience and find exactly what you want. If you're unsure of what you're looking for, no problem. Their expert staff has an abundance of ideas because Wixon Jewelers offers an incredible collection of loose diamonds, rare gemstones, and only the finest Swiss watches. They can give you recommendations based on a few simple questions about your loved one to help you find the perfect gift. You won't find the average run-of-the-mill jewelry at Wixon Jewelers. They specialize in the exceptional. With their largest selection ever, you'll see more with one visit to Wixon Jewelers than you will driving all over the Twin Cities. At Wixon Jewelers, they know that to earn your business, they must first earn your trust. Let them treat you to a shopping experience unlike you've had anywhere else. Wixon Jewelers in Bloomington, open every day until Christmas, including Sundays from noon to 5.
This is the story of the little business that could. A business born right here in Minnesota. When the big box stores came to town, the business stood up and fought. And it not only lived, but it thrived. Thanks to amazing customer service, competitive pricing, and a deep understanding of Minnesota's unique consumers. Where is that business? There are many all around you, thriving in this strange new economy. This holiday season, News Talk 830 WCCO celebrates local businesses and services like Sam's Christmas Village and Light Tour. Celebrate and shop local.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Welcome back, Sports Huddle. Sid Hartman and Dave Warner. Now we've got the camera on them. Buffet line has now been turned upside down as Sid has insisted that he gets the farmer's omelet before the last one is gone. They're down to one, and he is now right now engaged at a shouting match, and he's ready to take a swing at a guy from Detroit here. Okay, the guy is rescinded. He's given Sid the omelet. So all is good out there at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'd like, just like to keep you updated. Before Sid went out there, though, he had a chance to spend some quality time with Kevin Stefanski, the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator. Here now, Sid Hartman and Kevin Stefanski.
Let's talk about Cousins. Has the new offense helped him to be more effective?
I think so. We're definitely doing things that Kirk's really comfortable with, and it's important as we put this thing together to have a scheme that plays to his strengths. And I think certainly you've seen with the way he's performed, this is something that he does really well. Our play action game, the screen game on third down in the red zone, he's really taken the bit. But to his credit, it is a new system for him, and he's really grinded on it to get to know the ins and outs of every single play.
He's rolling out more. Is that new?
I don't know that that's new. That's something he's definitely done in his career. Even you go back to his Michigan State days, he was a really good player when you got him on the move. So it's not something, at least from our standpoint, it's something that he's really good at. Keep doing it because it matches up with our run game.
How about the quick offense? You hear anymore? Is that new?
Well, I think we've kind of, by necessity, had to jump into that a little bit here lately. And we certainly want to be a team, an offense that can mix the tempo throughout the game. But we definitely would prefer to be doing that while it's a tight ball game. Sometimes you get behind and you have to jump into 2 minute. So we're ready and willing if that's what is called for. But we just really want to mix the tempo throughout the game if possible.
Do you think he's getting better protection?
Yeah, I think our guys, no sacks the other night. When you're going against these defensive fronts in the NFL, there's some really talented rushers. So we put our guys in some tough spots, and they've responded, and it's never going to be perfect. But when those five guys work together and the tight ends and the running backs, I think we got a chance to keep the quarterback clean.
What about your relationship with Kubiak?
It's been great. He's a very close friend, a great mentor. I think I've grown as a coach having him around, and he's just there's nobody better to bounce ideas off of than Gary.
There you go, Kevin Stefanski, as the Vikings prepare for the Detroit Lions tonight right here on WCCO. It's the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Los Angeles Lakers, and LeBron James as their West Coast trip, kicks in Oklahoma City. Ain't going to see many in like that one. But they'll try tonight against LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and that whole crew. Last night, as at Hopkins, they had the Breakdown Classic. And if you think that this isn't a basketball state, holy cow, that place was packed. The final game was Minnehaha Academy against Crete and Durham Hall, much anticipated. Now, Crete and Durham Hall played very well and beat them going away. Although, in fairness to Minnehaha Academy, some of their key players, Jalen Suggs and others, are just a week removed from the Prep Bowl. So it's not as if they've been practicing as a team for a while, and I would assume that would be a little bit different game if they play at the end of the year. But the takeaway is, if you sat there, and thousands of people did yesterday, the takeaway is how much talent there is in this state. The game before that featured Eastridge against Park Center, and Park Center's got Danga, and he's committed to Baylor. He was outstanding. But the Carlson kid from Eastridge that's going to Wisconsin was outstanding as well. He's about 6'9", 6'10", and he can shoot the three. And I don't know how many amazing dunks we saw yesterday. And I just saw two games, but I can only imagine. Eden Prairie was very, very good, probably the number one team in the state right now. They could win it in basketball and hockey this year, given their the talent that they've got out there right now. But across the board, the number of great players that you saw, not just seniors that occupy this state, and Trey Holloman is the star for Crete and Durham Hall. One of them, he's the point guard, but they got a lot more than that. They got big four that they build it around, and they can all shoot it, and they'll be heard from before the end of the season. But it was such a great celebration, or at least peek into Minnesota basketball last night and during the day. Justin Hagler puts this on every year, but people have really picked up on it. And it was standing room only. And, just to see the people, there were parts of the game that were not well played. But to see some of the magical moments, particularly when somebody, they take off, inside the free throw line and boom, it's a slam dunk, was just incredible to watch. And it reminds you just how good this state has become as a basketball state and how many great basketball players there are out there right now across the board and trickling all the way down. So it was a lot of fun last night. I'll see if I can get Justin on during the week, and we'll We'll visit about what was and some of the top prospects, the top teams in the state, because if you haven't had a chance to sample some of these good teams, I'll tell you what, boy, that is worth a watch. The Vikings in Detroit, Henry Lake will come on at halftime and take your phone calls, and then he and Jeff Diamond will engage in the postgame show. All that and much more straight ahead on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.